Survive the summer.
Yeah. Well, wipe off your fingertips and play us another song.
Okie doke. This is a song by a wonderful songwriter named Pierce Pettis. It's about his grandmother who died 2 years ago, this week, as a matter of fact, Mrs. Edna Smith. It's called Grandmother's Song.
That she rarely let other people read. The words were sweet, though they never did meet with critical acclaim. The ones who read it often said, why, this ought to be published, this ought to be read. But she would not agree, and they said it was a shame that the world would continue to turn unaware and unconcerned and never even know it. She was a poet in her own time. From the time she was a gangly girl, well, her books took her off to another world. Henry David Thoreau, Edgar Allan Poe. But in Mississippi, people don't generally read. No, they just look at pictures and magazines. So it's not a surprise that she kept to herself, spent her time alone. But she did pretty well in school. She went to teachers' college too. Teachers didn't know that Grandma was a poet in her own time. Well, she met and she married a railroad man, but she didn't do so much writing then. His work made him travel about, Southern serves the South. Depression swept on in like a cold, unexpected northern wind. He forgot to come home one day. She was left with three kids to raise. Well, there was nothing else a woman could do except to draw a paycheck, teach in school. But the pupils didn't know it, that Grandma was a poet, a poet in her own time. She's got her religion right, 'cause it's a hardening of the arteries, it's a softening of the mind. And I mean to go and see her, but I cannot ever seem to find the time. And at the nurse's station at night, they work crossword puzzles by the switchboard light. But the nurses don't know that Grandma is a poet in her own time. No, the nurses don't know it, but Grandma is a poet in her own time.
Thank you.